You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another beautiful episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news from the research, so you do not have to. I am Joel.
I am Jackson.
I am Joel.
Now, boys, this is a continuation of last week, because what do we think of all the news that came out of the Disney thingy? Part two.
Yeah.
It actually is Disney 23.
Yeah.
The 23 stands for 1923.
When they started Disney.
When Walt Disney was born.
When Walt Disney said, hello, let's start
me,
a thing.
Hello, this is my rat. Give me $1 million.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And we gave a man $1 million for a rat, and here we are.
Here we are.
And D23 is also the official Disney fan club. So D23 is a fan event.
Okay, interesting.
There's two membership levels. Free and gold.
Okay.
But you want to pay for gold.
Yeah.
So we are talking about all of the announcements. There are a lot of announcements that came out. We did a bunch yesterday. Most of them were the live action announcements.
And yesterday. By yesterday, he means last week, listeners. You didn't
but
miss
for
anything.
Us, like, less than like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. We hit stop.
We don't know why he's that wrong, but he is. Like, wrong on multiple fronts.
Wrong in such an interesting way.
No, it wasn't interesting. It was just wrong. That's like me being like,
my name is John.
No, that's interesting. That'd be like me being like, hi, my name's Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wrong.
A boring wrong.
Yeah.
Boring wrong. Well, yeah, I apologize. Yeah, I apologize, boys. Okay, what do we got?
Yeah, what do we got? What
kick
we got?
It off, baby. Go kick it off.
It's so this is in no particular order, but it is the animated department. Mm-hmm. Last week, we looked at live action shit, and I forgot to put in the Fantastic Four. What big property am I missing this time? Hard to say. Hopefully, yeah. None.
Okay.
I picked up on a sneaky announcement, in fact, so maybe there's extra.
Holy mackerel.
Anyway, animated. Woo!
Yeah, we love the animations.
Let's start off with Moana 2.
Okay. Well, I liked Moana 1, I think. I mean, I didn't think I liked it as much as I thought I was going
to. Okay.
But then, like, on a rewatch, I was like, nah, okay.
It yeah, it's
just
fun.
Like, my expectations were somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know when you watch, you go into a show, like, yeah. Or a movie, like, my expectations are, like, kind of maybe too high.
Or, absolutely.
Like, I mean, I want this thing, but then they gave you something else. And you're like, oh, it wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then, like, you watched the game without
I
that.
I think as well,
like, oh, no.
Because I remember Moana coming out, and it was sort of like you had Rapunzel, Frozen, Moana is like these were your sort of a new Disney renaissance or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like Moana, for some people, fell a bit short of the other two.
Yeah.
But I thought it was fun. I think
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You're welcome.
It did have that joke in it that infuriates me every time I see it, where Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Maui, he writes an autograph with a bird for Moana, and he says, that's called tweeting. And he does that because his kid said to put it in a movie. He's like, that's the only way I'll be in the movie. But I think if I wrote Moana and Dwayne The Rock Johnson was like, I got the fucking worst joke for you. It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Put it in the movie or I'm not
going
to
be
in it.
How
I would be
this?
Like, I hate you, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Like, hey, Dwayne, can I talk to your kids?
Yeah.
And we can maybe workshop that
kid,
joke.
Fucking terrible idea. Anybody ever told you you're stupid? Dwayne being like, what are you saying to my kid?
Nothing but encouragement.
My counterpoint is that logic and that kind of joke and that type of writing is very Deadpool and Wolverine, which is
that's true.
The 44th highest grossing film at the time of recording, will probably be in the top 30 by the time you're hearing this.
Well, fair enough.
So, Jackson, shut the fuck
up. Fuck my ass.
Yeah, dude, if a kid tells an actor to say a funny and stupid line, that's awesome.
Maybe it's actually great.
Yeah, okay.
Like how Deadpool looks at the camera and he says, I'm going to peg my asshole.
Yeah.
Kevin Feige said I'm allowed.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's the best dialogue anyone's ever written.
That's right. You know,
and
you know
if you hate that, you hate fun.
Yeah.
And nerds are oppressed.
Yeah, dude. I'm always saying it. Anyway, look, Moana, I've heard Moana 2 was intended to be, I don't know if this is true, but that it was intended to be a TV show and that the movie we are getting is a sort of chopped up version of that turned into a feature length
Jackson,
production?
You are famously wrong on this podcast.
Once
but
again.
In this time, You are correct.
Whoa, that's huge.
So, yeah, it was originally a musical series just titled Moana that was going to be on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Really good, by the way, Disney.
Yeah.
Why make a sequel? Hey, we're going to make a sequel TV series.
Yeah.
We're just going to call it exactly
same
the same thing.
Same thing we called the movie.
Yeah, but it'll be different, like, you know, number after it.
No.
Was it
it'll
like,
just
it'll
same.
Be like, you know, no, it's in like, it'll be Moana, and then it'll be Moana, you know, and then like the year it came out.
Oh,
yeah.
Moana,
oh, yeah.
The year that would come out. That's
so
how we understand
Moana
the difference.
Moana 2016 and then Moana.
Like 2024
or whatever.
Yeah.
They should have called it Moana 2A.
Mwatwa.
Mwatwa. Or maybe they just could have all been twos and then A at the end.
2A.
M222A.
Oh, so M2A. M222A.
M222A.
What about Tuana?
Tuana. Now that's good.
Okay.
Get me in the boardrooms. Anyway, yeah, so it was announced in 2020 they were making a TV series called Moana.
Yeah.
There was a guy, the original producer was producer again. David Derrick Jr. was brought in as writer and director after filling the role of the storyboard artist of the first film.
Okay.
February 2024, Bob Iger's like, hey, guess what? TV series, think again. Mm. It's Moana 2, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. On a whiteboard, he wrote a big M, put two like strokes to it, and was like, imagine if it was an S.
Probably some country uses an M to denote currency.
Yeah, Jorge's like, Moana, puts an S after it, dollar sign, Moanas. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I think you can tell from the trailer already that this was
Money
a TV show.
Jam. Yeah.
I think there's a shot with the little Mad Max guys from the first one that I think in a TV show, them returning and doing exactly the same thing doesn't feel like kind of on the nose. But in a movie, it feels really like treading old ground. So I suspect that the movie, by virtue of being a reworked into a from a TV show, is going to feel very samey to the first movie. That's
my
expectation.
Yeah. I reckon it'll be very oddly paced.
Yes.
Oddly paced.
Very.
Everyone's going to be like, it just felt like you kind of kept going. It was like almost it resolved itself. Then it kind of.
Then we're kind of in a new era. Yeah.
And it kept going. And it was like, I guess, was your intention to feel like I was riding waves?
That's what I felt like.
Because it did feel like it was. Yeah, it would have been not nice if it was chopped up into like maybe, I don't know,
They could have done this in 8 hours. Yeah. I know we're also at some point getting a live action Moana. So
perfect.
We're getting some weird Moana content in the future. Yeah.
Is Dwayne back?
I don't know.
Yes, Dwayne is back. He's also back in the live action film.
Live action one. Yeah, well, that's great to hear.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is not back, though.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
I mean, he's so good at song.
The TikTok sisters that wrote the Bridgerton musical and then got sued by the BBC but then won the lawsuit. Anyway, they're doing the music for Moana, too. Well,
that's nice. Good to see them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Take that, BBC.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Someone's going to take him down a peg. What's next?
Yeah.
We have my laptop slowly dying, so that's exciting. We got Monster Jam.
Oh, speaking of
Monsters for Jam.
Dwayne
The Rock Johnson's passion project, where he got on stage and he said, I love motorsports. I love monster trucks. So I came to Alan and Disney to create something here that is immersive and fun and live action from the POV of these incredible monster trucks. Eccentric and crazy drivers. Monster Jam, it's going to be a fun ride.
Okay. Now, in the 90s or 80s, there was a TV show, which was a monster truck competition.
Called Monster Jam.
And if this is the one I'm thinking of, then yeah, maybe. And some of the trucks had, like, a spirit.
Wasn't there in, like, the 2000s or 90s?
Maybe,
there was a movie.
There's a movie called Monster Trucks, which is Monsters Are in Trucks.
Yeah. Is this Monsters in Trucks or this big truck? What is Dwayne wanting to do?
Dwayne wants to make
Monsters in Trucks or
the thing
big
I'm
truck?
Thinking of is called Monster Wars.
Okay.
And Monster Wars.
Was it just. So that's a truck that's possessed by the soul of a guy and not a soul of a monster?
Yeah, no. So the trucks.
And
the
so.
The trucks had like.
I get it. Monster truck is like, a little bit of a ha-ha. There's actually a monster in there.
Yeah.
Versus ha-ha, this there's was a soul
like,
in there.
So it was like a wrestling. They wanted to do wrestling with monster trucks.
Like Truckosaurus from The Simpsons?
No. So the way it would work is you would have two guys in monster trucks.
Done.
And one monster truck would be called, like,
the Robot Wars.
Skeletor or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other one would be called Zap Jones.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then they would be like, we're in competition. And the drivers of the trucks
were not
those guys. But they would be like, we're in competition. And then it would cut to like a live action pre-filmed video of a guy in a skeleton costume being like, you're going down, Zap Jones. And then it would cut to Zap Jones, who was a guy who looked like a superhero, being like, you're going down, Skeleton Man.
Yeah.
And then they would have like a little monster truck competition and that would kill the other one.
So when you say monster truck competition, what do you mean?
They had to do like a course.
Okay, so not like it's then it cuts back to the two monster trucks and they like ram each other.
That's relatively like similar to real life monster trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just mean compete in like a monster truck stunt, like who can jump 10 cars or whatever.
Yeah, but then they would have guys like this.
Yeah, right.
And that would be like the soul of the monster truck.
The driving,
the driver. No, that's not the driver.
Well, no, but that's what the car represented.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But some monster trucks didn't have a thing.
Jackson, sometimes I think that you watch things and it's a very simple concept, but it's so simple that your brain doesn't accept it, so then you invent this very convoluted thing.
I don't think this is convoluted.
So... I think that what you're seeing is those just represent the driver. You keep calling it.
No, they don't represent. They explicitly don't represent the driver.
They represent the truck.
They represent the truck.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if the trucks could fight, this is what we're doing.
USHRA Monster Wars.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm across it. Now.
Monster Jam seems to be pretty confusing to what it is. I'll read the information I had in front of me, I was like, that doesn't say what the fuck we're going to be watching.
So is it like...
Well, I'll read you the full thing. And this is a couple of paragraphs. Sorry in advance, listeners, but help us know if, like, you can learn with us. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
The working title of the film is simply Monster Jam.
Okay.
Which is the name of an event. So it's following in Apple's and Brad Pitt's F1 footsteps, where they've just named the movie Formula One or F1. Mm-hmm. The release date of Monster Jam is not yet known, but the project is currently in production. The Rock referenced his love of pickup trucks and motorsports as a catalyst for making this film. Earlier this year at Daytona, Johnson took in the excitement of NASCAR as the Grand Marshal for the Daytona 500.
Okay. I think I can make a couple of
educated guesses.
Yeah.
Johnson announced the film by telling the audience, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take a look at our next big jam. Then pyrotechnics went off on stage, and the screen showed clips from the most recent Monster Jam season, which concluded their world finals on May 18.
Mm-hmm. And that's
Disney and Monster Jam connection isn't that much of a reach when you realize that Disney on Ice and Monster Jam are both owned by the same entertainment umbrella. Monster Jam released a statement on Saturday after Johnson's announcement, including the addition of the trademark tagline, as big as it gets.
Okay.
Together, The Rock and Monster Jam are truly as big as it gets.
Okay.
We're thrilled to collaborate with...
Oh, wait, this is animated, isn't it?
No, it's live action, but it's not a documentary.
Yeah, no. It's like Le Mans or Ford v Ferrari, whatever.
Yeah,
it's like a sports kind of film.
Like a fictional...
Yeah. So it's like, it just confused me because we were doing the animated section. This should not be in the animated section, right?
Yeah.
This is now on you. So this is like, it's like an animated thing. I'm like, oh, that makes sense because it's like...
It's like a kid's
monster trucks. Yeah. It's like monsters in trucks.
Why do I have this in animated?
This is either a biopic.
Yeah.
Or just a fictional story
about somebody coming up in the Monster Jam.
So it's like, okay, cool. This is like a thing that is a sport that we don't really know of. And then it's like, okay, cool. It's like, you know, all those, it's a sports film, but it's like about a sport that maybe not many people know about. You know, this is like, what's it? Something Nights, whatever it is.
Talladega Nights.
That's the one.
Yeah.
But like, not as maybe funny.
Yeah.
Why did I have that in anime?
We don't know.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know either.
The human mind is a true mystery. What's next?
Now I'm scared of everything else that's a little. No. Oh, the rest is all animated, definitely.
Okay.
Except for actually the last one, which is off for debate.
Okay.
Anyway, the next thing, and this is probably the biggest, oh shit, we had success, but we didn't expect success announcement.
Yeah.
Where they announced the Pixar television series, Dream Productions, which is an Inside Out spinoff set in between Inside Out 1 and 2. And the show will explore the creations of dreams and how they can impact our waking lives.
Okay, yeah, this is very much a like, holy shit, what do we do without Inside Out property?
Let's announce a TV series.
Yeah. That's really not what I would have done. Like, I feel like if you're doing an Inside Out TV show, you can just do a slice of life show.
Yeah, just show Riley still at school and dealing
even,
with
it. Doesn't even matter. You can have every episode be a different
person
experiencing a different life event. Well, and then jump into the brains and show what's going on in there.
I guess, like, you have to keep Riley just because, like, she's just as much as a character as the emotions.
That's true.
You do, but you also don't have to because they've also gone into other people's heads when they do it and they show. So this could have really easily being a that monster of the week type thing.
Animated.
Where it's like just a new person. Doesn't matter. Not
connected.
Well, no, because it's a kid's show. So the easiest way to do it is just be like, Riley's going, this is just fucking Riley in school.
Yeah, with it. Well, because the alternative is weird too, where they're like, this is what Riley's dreams are.
Which is, I think, what this is going
to
be.
Yeah, that seems so much stranger.
And, and to do it like between films is also why. Like, why do that?
Who's this for? Kids don't care when the fuck you start shit.
It's for losers.
I guess. I guess a movie doesn't make $1.6 billion if it's just aimed at just children.
Yeah.
Like, again, you guys haven't seen Inside Out.
No.
I did. I quite liked it. There was some like little bit of things I'm like, I wouldn't have done it that way, but whatever, it's fine. Having it in between is strange because the new emotions aren't there yet. And it's kind of like, that was a big kind of growth thing. So it's like, why even have, and if the dreams aren't really connected at all to like what is going on,
but they do affect waking life, as it says in this.
So then
maybe they might do a thing where they're like, it's a bunch of, you know, she's got those little fucking goobers in her head. Those guys and what they get up to. Look, very much not aimed at us. I think specifically saying where it fits on the Inside Out timeline is what's aimed at a certain kind of guy. Yeah. But the show itself is just aimed at kids, and I'm sure they'll love it.
That'll be good. That'll be explained. I mean, again, in Inside Out, like the first, like it's a very good film for especially like young kids and parents, that kind of stuff. And it makes kids understand empathy. It makes kids understand like, oh, you go, I'm angry. Oh, when I do this, and then you get, okay, makes sense. It's really nice. Really cool. So maybe this will be a nice thing that
So yeah, that was an announcement that they kind of just like snuck in there because that's going to be the second ever Pixar TV series, because the first ever Pixar TV series they also announced in the same block, which they attached the Dream Productions announcement onto, and that is Win or Lose, which is the first ever Pixar series, and it's a sports series.
Cool. I think it looks heaps of fun.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Cute.
Like an underdog kind of situation. A scrappy team, and they got to do good. Yeah. And if they don't do good, don't worry about it, because you learn a lesson.
I really like how stylized everything is. I really like the designs of all the characters. I think it's going to be cute and fun.
Yeah.
Will Forte's doing one of the voices.
I love that guy.
Yeah, Will Forte's the coach, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think it looks great. I think it's going to be very good. I think people are going to agree. Hey, this is a fun slice of life with some kind of wackier bits, but like overall a really enjoyable series.
The first episode is called Vanessa the Cool Mom, and that debuts on the 6th of December 2024. That's fucking this year.
That's crazy, so baby.
Shit, fuck my ass. Serious right now?
I am serious right now.
That's
like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, like very just solid.
Yeah, and this is a huge one, just to get the crowd hooting and hollering. Toy Story? Not one, not two, not three, not four. Those movies already exist, because we're making Toy Story 5. The director of Finding Nemo, Wall-E, and John Carter is coming to direct Toy Story 5.
It's got the premise of toy meets tech, yeah?
Yeah.
That's something I read somewhere. Toy meets tech. I'm guessing video games?
No, they've made video games.
iPad?
It's probably iPad kids.
Yeah.
It comes out in 2026, June 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't end up seeing Toy Story 4, so...
It's good. It's a lot better than Lightyear, which is a sack of big shit.
Pretty bad.
Sure is.
Toy Story 4 felt... Yeah, I quite like Toy Story. It wasn't amazing, but I liked it enough. Look, do they have anything else that they need to say about these toys?
In August?
Probably not, but hey, here we are.
At least, you know, Tim Allen revealed. Getting paid.
That's what we want.
It was revealed that the plot would involve the toys fighting technology and would also involve an army of 50 Buzz Lightyear toys controlled by computers. That sounds bad.
They've
really swapped
bad.
Up Toy Story.
But that's funny because wasn't that initially the premise of 3? Because 3 was meant to be that the Toy Stories, that's what they're called.
Also, why is Woody back? He got given away at the end of 4.
Did he?
He didn't get given away. He went off to live his own wild life.
Remember four.
He's like, I'm a free toy.
They got all given away on at the end of three.
Yeah.
All of them.
At the end of four, Woody and Bo Peep.
They fuck off.
They
from
fuck
everyone
off.
Everyone
they go off and have a grand little
Woody's
toy
not
adventures.
Back, or it's a new Woody.
Well, no, Woody's back in five.
Yeah, AU Woody.
But it doesn't make sense.
They find him again. He's
they'll figure something. Yeah. It'll be like, oh no, there's too many evil Buzz Lightyears, so we need to come out of retirement.
It's great that it's like the very first Toy Story was very much like, you know, the old school toy is being threatened by the new school toy.
Extremely
like
simple.
The whole
promise,
kind of like, you know, technology and how like our taste, you know, change. From a cowboy to a space boy, and that's like, you know,
So four ends
and
with
then five has what about you got the cowboy space boy 50 space boys.
But I'm pretty sure the premise of three was initially going to be that Buzz Lightyear and all the buzzes that were made at the same time as him have like a fault. Huh?
Like kill chip? Like
no. Like
Manchurian
Candidate. What do you call it? Well, there's like a factory recall on the Buzz Lightyears, and they go crazy, and so
full
the
of
toys
lead.
Have to go to Japan, to save the day or whatever.
All
I wonder if they're sort of taking some of the elements of that and using it for this movie. I mean, sure.
All the Toy Story films, by and large, pretty good. Like, I know, 3 was really, really, really good.
I saw a tweet that after the announcement of Toy Story 5, someone was like, man, those toys sure really died in Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Like, again, if you want to kind of do that, you know, like, we kind of like the idea of, like, a world where there's toys that are alive, and it's like, yeah, cool. It's maybe the whole thing about, you know, you're giving some toys away to, like, how number 3 ended, and then it's like, okay, the fourth one, yes, we are following a new kid, but, like, you know, she's maybe kept one or two of the those toys, but the rest, you know, they're
brand
new
donated.
Cast. And it's a brand new cast and brand new toys. No toy lasts that long.
Absolutely. The little girl that Andy gave Woody to is growing up, dude.
Sid, you know, he destroyed a lot of toys. A lot of kids did that. So I'm like, wow, it's crazy that
Woody, these toy toys from 1955 or whatever,
are surviving. So
I guess he got repaired into. Well, I mean, whatever. These are the iconic characters. I think it's funny to go back after the premise of, like, the sort of philosophical meat of Toy Story 4 was, like, Woody's self-actualizing. It's funny to go back on that. I mean, I just don't know what else they've got to say for Woody. But, hey.
Maybe he'll be a bit, like, a bit character and it'll mostly not be about Woody.
Exactly. Maybe it'll be about, Pixar, look, They don't have the track record that they used to, but they still make most of their movies are quite good. So I think they've got enough goodwill that...
Yeah, I just had a quick look for Toy Story 3, the original version. You close, sort of.
Yeah.
There was a recall for the Buzzes, so Buzz gets sent to Taiwan, then all the other toys... They find out that it's not that there's evil buzzes.
Okay.
It's that all the buzzes have been recalled, so they're going to, like, pretty much remake them. And they're like, oh, our friend will die.
Yeah. That's very Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Pixar and how they never stop winning and how their track record is flawless, like you just said.
Yeah.
I think those are my words.
Yeah, so, like, we've had a lot of sequels announced there and then, like, Win or Lose, which is an original but TV series. Yeah. And now we're onto another original film. This one stars John Hamm in an undisclosed role.
Okay.
The movie's called Hoppers, and it's about a human and a beaver who exchange brains. And it keeps in the spirit of Pixar getting into the sensitive sides of both.
Wow.
Thank you, IGN, for that write-up.
Okay.
Well, we're talking, last episode, we talked about a Freaky Friday.
Yeah, that's a Freaky Friday.
That's a Freaky Friday. Oh, no, I'm a beaver brain.
Yeah. Maybe the Freakiest Friday isn't the situation Jackson pitched of Jamie Lee Curtis dying and then swapping brains with her daughter.
Maybe the Freakiest Friday is you become a woodland critter.
Yeah, and the woodland critter become you and start snoring on the drywall.
Do you think John Hamm's going to learn the lesson of, like, logging is wrong? And then the beaver's going to learn the lesson of, like, guys
John
need houses?
John Hamm's the beaver.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Come on.
Man. Yeah. You think they'll make a beaver joke in there? Like a pussy joke?
No.
Not at all.
Not even close?
No. They're not DreamWorks, dude.
I think there's going to be a beaver joke.
You think there's going to be a pussy joke in a Pixar movie?
Yeah, nah. Subtle, but it will be there.
A subtle pussy joke.
Like,
give me an example of a subtle pussy joke. When you're talking to a beaver.
No, good. Dude, that's a wet beaver. That's a sopping beaver.
It's not quite subtle.
They're not going to say sopping beaver.
It's a sopping, drippy, juicy beaver.
Dude, I want to finger that beaver.
Look at that soppy beaver right there, all splashing about. Look at that beaver just squirt water out of its mouth.
We will get a lady scientist saying, "My beaver!" as the beaver escapes.
Is that a pussy reference?
Yeah, because it's like her beaver.
I think you're just taking it. That's like people like, yeah. There's going to be a pussy reference.
In a movie
say,
where there was a runaway chicken and a guy said, "My cock!"
Yeah.
But that's way different.
No. It's the same. Beaver, cock, but beavers, both vying for genitals.
Yeah, but cock is more of a stretch to call it.
Or a rooster.
Yeah, my cock. If he said my rooster, I wouldn't be like, that's a dick joke.
No, of course, because nobody calls a penis a rooster.
Yes, but a beaver's just the name of a beaver, where a cock is like you've got to jump through a
hoop. Yeah, that's why it's a subtle reference. No,
but it's saying my beaver isn't a reference.
Well, because you're saying my beaver, and in your head, you're like, oh, my beaver. Because you wouldn't say my beaver if it's running away if you're a scientist.
You say, get that beaver.
You say, get the beaver.
Okay. Get my beaver?
Get my beaver. It's not her beaver. It belongs to the beaver. Someone eat out that beaver.
Yeah, I don't know. There's been a lot of, like, logging happening, but not by us. By, like, a woodland creature. Yeah. We need to really finger that beaver for the crime, I reckon.
Here's my prediction now.
Okay.
Hoppers will feature someone be like, "You're a funny little beaver," and Jackson will be like, "See? Yes! Pussy reference!" And we'll be like...
And I'll put on a hat that says pussy reference that I kept for this occasion.
And we'll be like, how is that a pussy reference? Or were you just thinking about pussy because they said beaver and you think that's a funny reference?
What about they go on like a buzzsaw or whatever and the beaver gets a bit of a haircut.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was a close shave.
Would
you accept
that's
that?
That's not as much of a reference as my beaver.
I would say that my beaver is a 0.3 out of 10 as a pussy reference.
Yes.
But saying that was a close shave is somehow less than that.
What if they said they shaved the beaver?
Yeah.
If they say that's one shaved beaver or one smooth beaver.
Someone shaved the beaver.
That's close.
If the beaver gets shaved, that's a fucking pussy reference. I'll kill you.
But a close shave isn't?
No, because because you can just say that can happen in a kid's movie.
Yeah.
The whole beaver gets shaved and somebody says they shaved the beaver.
Yeah, I know. That's very obvious. So a way to get around it, if it's a close shave, someone's like, "Oh, it's a close shave." I.e., that's the reference because you as an adult understand it. But the kid's like, "That was very close. Yes, they didn't cut the beaver."
Maybe if they say it's a close shave, it's also a pussy reference.
Neither are pussy references.
I'm so mad at him, but for different reasons you are.
My thing is that they're not going to make a pussy joke.
I don't think they would either.
You're just going to take a win as a pussy reference, and we're going to be like, "No, it's not." And
then some of the two sparklers, pussy reference hat.
My name's John Beaver, and you'll be like, "Pussy reference!
Pussy reference!"
Because people with pussies sometimes name their pussy, and it's not out of the realm of possibility for that pussy to be named John Beaver.
Put my arms out like this, and the whole cinema will clap.
What about, Someone's going to punch you in the stomach.
Yeah, it's like, "Hey, what's that pussy beat? No, wait, what's that beaver been eating?
What's that pussy been eating?
No, that's too old.
My pussy!
Damn. Someone shaved that pussy."
If she says, "My pussy," when the beaver's running away, I will say, "Yes, that is a pussy reference." Saying, "My beaver!" That's nothing.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Someone give my beaver? And then a cat runs across on the screen.
Okay.
Would that count?
It's sort of oblique, but yes. Anyway, what's next?
Alio.
Oh, yeah.
This is the trailer that we keep seeing, but have...
That's all right.
It looks fun. It looks cute, but, like, I've just not... It feels like the trailer came out and then no hype, nothing.
June 13, which is still quite a while away.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been coming out for 100 years.
It's one of those movies that just...
I guess they focused all their attention on Hopper and how many secret pussy references they can put in.
Yeah, dude.
That's what they're
thinking.
It's
like a mile a minute, Oh, my God. It's kind of like... You would not believe the amount of pussy jokes we have in Hopper.
They had a whole separate writing team just for the pussy jokes.
I heard they don't even really say beaver in the movie, so that then you just have to sit there and be like, "No, they didn't do it."
Scrunching up your hat.
God damn it.
Stamping on it like an old...
Damn,
we got
my lighters.
Why am I even here seeing the
feature-length film Hoppers if they're not going to make a pussy reference.
What is even this? Hopper. It's not even like you hop the pussy.
Not even anything, guys. This sucks.
What is this?
You'd be like, you don't even shut up. We're watching a movie.
This movie's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
It's Freaky Friday. You should love this.
Yeah, dude.
Are we just watching Freaky Friday?
No, Hoppers is basically Freaky Friday. I know. A human and a beaver swap places.
That's a Freaky Friday.
Is the beaver
going
to be like the anthropomorphic kind of beaver, or is it just going to be like
a
beaver?
I think I've seen
a bit
of... good question.
So that's gnawing on things.
Like, no, yeah, I don't know. The beaver looks
anthropomorphic. The beaver's like full on a guy.
No, but I see what Sam is asking is...
When whoever is the human, it's the beaver brain, are they just going to be like, no.
I think they will. Well, I don't know.
And just start to damming up the house.
I will say that the promo image does feature a lady scientist reaching for the beaver, and like maybe that scene is where she says, my beaver, which I again will say, not a pussy reference.
What about...
She just wants someone to grab that beaver.
Yeah.
If the Weekly Planet signed off with grab that beaver, would you say pussy reference?
Yes, I would.
What if they had a pet beaver?
I would say you can't have that in Australia, James. That's a crime.
Yeah, but my studio needs damming.
I'm calling the police on you.
No, Jack, you got to understand. I need my studio to get a dam built. That beaver.
In a term of maybe reference to like say Trump and that grabbing by the beaver.
Grabbing by the beaver. That's a reference. Yes.
Like, that would be a crazy
I like it. Yeah, I agree.
That would be so crazy that I'd probably have to go home.
But he's saying, hey, get my beaver. You're talking about grab that beaver. I'm like, it's not that hard leap there.
Yeah.
Very strange to put that in Hopper.
I think it'd be weird to have a Trump reference without the pussy reference. If Trump was in a Pixar movie, I would be like, what?
How come this is happening? It's just like, grab him by the beaver.
Grab him by the beaver is a Trump reference.
Yeah, I know.
And a pussy reference.
My pussy is my pussy. My beaver's not a pussy reference. If she says my pussy, that's a pussy reference.
Well, we'll see what she says on the night.
I don't know, like a neglected beaver. I don't know, something there. Not paying attention to my beaver enough.
Nobody's touching the clitoris on my beaver. Men can't find the clitoris on this beaver.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a scene. The scientists like doing like a physical and they're like, where's the clitoris on this beaver?
And they're like, this beaver and this man have swapped brains and I can't even get a man to fuck my beaver.
Look at my man who fucked my beaver for once.
Perfect. Yeah, what do you want? Pixar film?
TV is a film. Crazy movie.
Yeah. Man, they just stick a pin there.
Yeah, dude. My God.
Brother, they're making Incredibles 3. Yeah. Brad Bird is back. Tomorrowland and Incredibles 1 and 2's very own.
Incredibles 3, I mean...
Okay.
Incredibles 2 was sort of fine. I didn't really like... gel with it that much, but
I haven't.
The Incredibles movies are like really beloved by certain. Mm. Some people are like, that's one of the best Pixar movies of all time, but I've never really liked them that much.
Okay.
From entirely personal perspective.
Yeah, never saw the second one. Mm. Do they jump in age in like the second one?
No, so the second one takes place pretty soon
after
the
first.
It's the
same week, basically.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And the premise is that Elastigirl's been hired by this new superhero team.
Okay.
And she's going off and doing superhero shit.
Oh, cool.
Whilst Mr. Incredible's home with the kids, and he doesn't know, because they're very, 50s sort of, he doesn't know how to be with the kids, what the fuck? There's new math or whatever.
Well, hope maybe this one is more of a focus on the kids then?
Maybe,
It's going to be like, the first one was kind of a bit more about, the dad took center stage, the mom took center stage to the second. Maybe this one's like, a bit more focused on the kids, and they're growing up.
Could be.
If it's a Jack, he's the youngest one. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Like if he's a bit older and the other ones are like, they're getting out of school or they're whatever it is.
I think it'll be set the week after Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
And the kids will still be kids.
Because I was like, what if it's
set. Dude, they're not going to age up those kids.
Quite, a bit further and it's about like, them joining a superhero. Or maybe the kids having a superhero team. But again, might be set the week after.
Who plays Bob Paul?
Incredibles 2 did this weird thing where the premise was kind of, the bad guy, they were like, people, it was kind of a weird indictment against superhero movies in a very weird way that didn't kind of work. But I wonder if Incredibles 3 will try it, because in between Incredibles 2 and Incredibles 3, superhero movies have exploded or whatever. So I wonder if they'll make... they'll make a kind of weird comment on that.
Oh, they'll be like, actually, it's great to be a superhero and work together in a team, and we're not just making Watchmen again, which is what the first Incredibles sort of is.
Yeah. Incredibles 2 is sort of like the Tomorrowland movie in a weird way as well, where they're like, too many superhero movies whilst being a superhero movie. Which is a strange position to take.
Hey, that's fair enough. You can criticize the thing you're making.
Yeah, podcasts?
Yeah.
No good, stinky.
Yeah.
November 26th, 20...
Was that your alarm?
It was my alarm. It
for said, 4 p.m.?
It said, you want to know what it was for?
What? Yeah, I'd love to know what your 4 p.m. alarm is for.
Wake up.
You tell me what this means.
How many alarms do you have?
What does this mean?
Liger Foos.
What am I trying to wake up? What am I trying to be alerted?
L-I-G-H-R space. P-H-O-O-S.
Lerifus.
Lerifus.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I like your next alarm.
Go to work.
At 5:30 p.m.
Very mysterious, dude. I got also call gas people, bookshelf,
I love your alarm.
Clean crisper.
Your 8 a.m. alarm is spaghetti. What do you got? 8 a.m. is spaghetti. Yeah. What do you got next? You got
8 a.m. is spaghetti. 8:10 is clean crisper.
Okay.
8:20 is bookshelf. And 8:30 is a birthday. Yeah.
Spaghetti at 8.
Yeah, spaghetti at 8 a.m., dude.
8 a.m. spaghetti.
Yeah, he's got to make sure that he wakes up and spaghetti. Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's spaghetti. It's spaghetti time.
Spaghetti!
I was having a beautiful...
Oh, no, I slept through spaghetti.
Beautiful dream.
I've woken up just in time for bookshelf, though.
I don't give myself much time between spaghetti and bookshelf.
10 minutes.
10 minutes to finish spaghetti. And then clean crisper. 10 minutes to do bookshelf. Yeah. Then I got to clean the crisper.
Okay, Google, set alarm 8 a.m. for spaghetti. Thank you.
Dear. So, stuff. As I was saying before, that alarm for... Foos, goose.
Leo Foos. What does it mean? I genuinely don't know.
Yeah, no one knows.
I'm assuming light photos, but I don't know what that means either.
How do you type that bad?
I don't know.
None of the other things were misspelled.
Are you getting faux?
No.
Like, no, okay.
No, I'm assuming it's light photos.
What does that mean?
What does light photos
know,
mean?
But
what do you mean?
You put a T in Foos. It becomes photos. And maybe I got the R and the T mixed up.
Because it's...
What does light photos mean, though?
Like photos? Is that like a... Did someone post up there? You got a like online? You're
no,
like,
no,
oh,
light.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a light?
That,
photos.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. I was thinking maybe that... Well, that can't make... You can't be light photos because like a light doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, maybe it's what like
else,
photos.
What else could it be?
Yeah.
No, you that's spell like L-I-G-H-K.
Well, maybe, yeah, you... There's a K there.
No, it's L-I-G-H-R. What other word has that except light?
I think it was just nonsense from your pocket. And you...
why I was thinking it's like a photo, as in if like something's happened and you know that, okay, they're going to post online like an Instagram thing. I got to
like
that.
The photo.
You're making sure I remember to do that, like a family member doing something and always on my ass about like,
it's definitely not light photo though.
Light photo makes no sense.
Those aren't words that go together.
Yeah, but what else is spelt L-I-G-H?
Nothing is spelled like that. This is your poor being like, blah, 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 blah. And why an alarm for it? But why is it 8 a.m. alarm for spaghetti? I don't know.
Who can say?
I don't understand. It's not wake up. I expected to wake up. No, I was wrong.
I got 8 a.m. spaghetti and 4 p.m. go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nearly time. Oh, I've slept through. What's next?
November 26, 2025, I've just written The Guys Are Back, Zootopia 2.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay. All right.
The things we know about this movie from the trailer that was shown, that they will go to the marsh area of Zootopia. They are looking for a snake. Mm. You can see that in the 2. The 2 in Zootopia 2 is...
some kind of reptilian.
It is stylized to look like a snake.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what this movie could be about. The first one was a pretty good, if slightly clumsy, metaphor for like discrimination. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll be like the reptiles are discriminated against, and we got to figure that shit out.
Yeah. Cultural differences between, because like, you know, the reptiles, because it's like, oh yeah, you know, they didn't like evolve with a cold brain or whatever. And like a snake can't, I mean, they do eat, I guess, fish in this.
Yeah.
What do carnivores?
Fish. They
all fish, right?
Yeah, yeah, certainly fish.
I guess it's...
The bad guy is Gary the snake, if that helps.
Yeah, I've never thought about a snake eating a fish, but why not?
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, right.
I think I've seen an anaconda eat a real big fish.
Real big fish. Wrong band.
Nice try.
Also, I see this pop up on the fucking internet, I reckon, once every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Damn. Hey, have you seen that Disney Plus, they've retitled Zootopia? Zootopia's got a new name.
What have you got?
Zootropolis.
What?
Wrong, actually. That was a different name in different regions.
Oh, okay.
It's still called Zootopia.
It's also...
Or Zootropolis. Or Zoomania, apparently.
We all got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zootropolis, I'm pretty sure, is in parts of Europe. Zoomania, I think, is in different parts of Europe, and Zootopia is everywhere else.
Okay.
Do you reckon we're going to get, like, a new thing where, depending where you are, you'll get that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Surely.
Who did we get again?
We got a koala.
Yeah.
But who was the voice?
I don't know.
Was it Koshi?
Koshi. Yeah, it was probably Koshi, dude.
It wouldn't have been Koshi.
Why not?
Everyone hates Koshi. Koshi.
Yeah, I know.
Fair. It's a cash cow or whatever.
Fuck. Well, if it was a cash cow, I wouldn't be too upset.
That would be a good reference because it's a cow.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think it was just a koala.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it someone it was from Sydney?
David Campbell, son of Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, cool.
But also one of the Today program hosts, Breakfast. David Campbell. David Campbell. That's a shockingly good photo of him. He doesn't look that good usually.
Huh. I didn't realize he was a son of Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah, I think it was like, this guy.
No, I don't.
Show me. This guy.
That guy.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah. Sorry, he was on... Dude. I feel like he got his start on, like, Dancing with the Stars or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, look at us. Dude.
Yeah, look at me. Why would I know that?
I don't know. You're talking about it.
Mm.
Do you think we watch Dance with the Stars? I hate to say this, but you do have watching Dancing with the Stars energy. I don't know why.
I can see it.
But yeah.
Like, you decide you needed to keep up to date with it for some reason.
No, that would be more like a...
Masked Singer for
him. Yeah. Well, Masked Singer is funny.
Mm. So. Yeah. Is he like you have Masked Singer energy?
Yeah, because Kermit the Frog was on there. And that guy's a baller. Yeah.
I was hoping I was wrong, but he was on Dancing with the Stars.
That is energy you possess? Is that what you're going to go with?
I was going to say that is energy.
Was that a pussy reference?
Was it a pussy reference?
I was going to say that's energy that's in your brain, so I don't know what I was saying, dude.
Yeah, who knows?
I wish you hadn't turned on me like that. what's next?
Mm. Frozen 3, which I've just got, 2027, we will be dead. Who cares? Why are we announcing stuff in 2027?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, good point.
Do we think Frozen 3 will have the same problem Frozen 2 did, where up until like months before it was released, they didn't know what it was about? Have you ever seen the behind-the-scenes doco of making Frozen 2? They have all the scenes, and they're like, We don't know what this movie's about.
I don't think they'll fuck that up that bad again. But was it the... What was the short...
It's crazy. It's because they were like, fuck, Frozen was this runaway success. Yeah. So they... Jenny Nicholson does a great video on it. Where they were like, we've got to make a movie. Yeah. And that's why it feels like so disjointed, is because they had a bunch of scenes that corporate or whatever was like, you got to put these scenes in the movie. And then they were like, now okay. From these scenes, what the fuck's our movie about?
And that was... Close to release.
Very close to release. And that's the behind-the-scenes documentary about Frozen 2 that was on the special features of the DVD or whatever. It's meant to just be like a, oh, hey, this is how we made the movie. But you watch it, and it's got real behind-the-scenes of episode 1 energy, where everybody's like, we don't know what we're making, man.
Yeah, the reason why this doesn't work is because.
Exactly.
Cool.
So,
I mean, the Frozen thing that I'm most fascinated with is do you know the story of Olaf's Frozen Adventure?
No.
Okay, so it's a short.
Yeah.
Like, classic Pixar thing making a short. Except this one goes for 21 minutes.
Yes.
And it was attached to Coco.
Okay.
So you get 21 minutes of Frozen before Coco. 21 minutes for a kid is an eternity.
Yeah.
Also, the whole thing is sung. And apparently it sucks.
So it was
negatively impacting Coco's performance because the short was so bad. So they had to re-release Coco without the short.
Good.
That's so funny, dude. Yeah, hopefully they've learned from their mistakes and they'll... I think the thing with Frozen 2 is that they actually didn't have anything else to say about...
There was 8 songs.
That's like the same amount of songs that are in like one of the full-length movies. That's funny.
They fucked that so hard. Also, 20 minutes is so long.
Yeah.
Coco would be like 100.
Mm.
Yeah. Kids would be screaming.
Do you reckon they'll... Fucking getting a kid to sit down for that long?
No, thank you.
Do you think Frozen 3 will have as iconic a song as Frozen 1? Because that's another thing I think they tried to do for Frozen 2 with...
Frozen 2 has that song. What's it called?
She's looking outside. She can hear. I can hear you, but I can't.
Whatever she's saying.
No.
That Frozen 2?
I can hear you.
Do you want to build a
but
snowman?
I don't. I can't. Something in the wilderness.
Do you know what's funny? I'm pretty sure the song you're thinking of is out of the woods.
No, it's like about mysteries.
Lost in the woods.
Maybe.
Into the unknown.
That's how it goes.
Okay.
And it's funny because Lost in the Woods is also a song. So the fact you said wilderness, I was like,
Fair enough.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Best of luck to them. 2027. Yeah. Just focus on the shit.
Yeah.
You're already making that, you know, is on the horizon and that's on like 4 horizons from now.
Yeah, 2020. For animation, I mean, that's like, you know. Next year, basically, for them.
Yeah.
Really, 20% for animation is like
but
tomorrow.
This is so like, this isn't an investor call.
But they say this, and then at the next one, they can show some fucking concept art.
Yeah.
And then at the next one, they can show a teaser.
They can show a trailer. Information. They're just like, hey, we're doing this. Yeah.
No, they might have given information. Like I said, I just wrote down
I don't think that was.
Yeah, well, we will be dead.
Yeah. We'll go see it, baby. Into the unknown! That's what she sings because she keeps keeps hearing a voice.
Yeah, where am I going?
No, so she keeps hearing. The premise of Frozen 2 is that Elsa Frozen.
Tell me how they figured this one out.
So Elsa Frozen.
Yeah.
She's the queen.
Yep.
Of
Frozen.
Of wherever they live.
Yeah.
But she keeps hearing this voice.
Oh no.
That's saying like
into the
this voice goes ah, and she's like, "Who's that? What the fuck?" And then she goes off into the woods.
Into the wilderness or whatever.
No, sorry.
Into the unknown?
Then a bunch of elemental spirits come for their kingdom, and they make it frozen.
Yeah.
And, like, no fire and maybe rocks fall on them. And they're like, this is coming from the forbidden woods.
We've
got to go there. Okay. So Elsa, Olaf, Guy, and that's it. Horse, elf.
Yep.
They go off to the woods, and they find a little... chameleon guy.
Yep.
And he's the elemental spirit of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, Elsa, you're also, we reckon, an elemental spirit. And in the woods, they find there's 2 tribes.
Mm.
One is made of former gods from the kingdom they're from.
Yep.
And one is the native people of the forest.
Yep.
And they hang out with them for a bit. And Elsa keeps getting called to come to, she keeps getting this call. Oh, come away. They meet the elemental spirits of rocks, which are like 8 giants, and the elemental spirit of air, which is the wind.
Okay, so rocks, wind, that's cool. I'm there.
Anyway, then
Are you leading us up to the song, or are you leading us up to the entire plot of the film? Because I'm pretty sure this started with you leading to the song.
I thought Dan wanted to know what happened in Frozen 2.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, then Elsa goes and finds out that she's the elemental spirit of ice.
Like, he's out of talking, like the top thinking of is like, for some reason, I have a very strong craving to have fruitcake. I don't know why.
Hey,
but that would be nice.
I'll stop, because it's not worth me explaining it.
Also, because there's a really easy way to explain it. Elsa wants to get to the bottom of her powers.
Yeah.
And then she finds out she's one of the big elementals.
Yeah, pretty much.
Olaf and Anna both die, or is it Olaf and Elsa both die? No, they die for a bit.
No.
They get better?
Olaf definitely dies for a bit.
Then he gets better.
He gets better, but he's dead for like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, he does. And it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, see?
Lovely dies.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Bliss. All right, well, what's next?
What's next?
And then finally, to bring us home, the last thing announced, unless I've forgotten anything else. Yeah.
I don't think you have.
Mufasa, the Lion King.
Oh, you know, yeah, we talked about Snow White.
Yeah.
That looked pretty bad. This one also, wow, disgusting.
Yeah, gross.
Made me want to vomit.
Gross.
So, the weird thing about this, the thing that's caught my eye with this trailer is the inside of the lion's ears look like a pre-rendered wall from a PS2 video game.
Yeah.
Their ears look flat and weird and like it's a flat texture. Not the actual whole ear, just the inside.
Just the inside of it looks very strange.
Weird.
Yeah.
I guess it's not surprising that this movie would come out because the Lion King did so well.
Yeah.
Best animated movie.
So, like, of course they're going to try and do a follow-up. And I suppose instead of doing...
Who's directing?
The Lion King 2, Scar's Kid, and then the Lion King 3, This Is What Happened to Timon and Pumbaa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, well, I guess we'll do a prequel about Mufasa.
Well, I know, I guess.
I think the plot is that Mufasa... is adopted into the tribe by Scar, who saves him from a river.
Mm-hmm. Is he still called Scar, or does he just get a scar?
I think when he gets the scar, they'll call him Scar. Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it just looks strange. It's weird to say that, like...
His name's Taka in the film.
There you go. It just looks strange when the little lions are talking. It doesn't quite lip sync up, which is very strange to notice. And it's also, I guess, critique, because, like, they don't have human lips.
Yeah.
So how do they do what they do? But they tried. It looks bad.
Yeah, it looks real
gross.
The movie
shows the early days of a friendship between Mufasa and Scar, who is then known as Taka. As Rafiki recounts the early days of the future king, we hear new music arranged by Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. If you're wondering why he's not on Moana 2, it's because he's doing Mufasa 2.
That's good. Good.
Which is directed by Barry Jenkins. Oh. Why are we killing this man's career? if you're wondering what Barry Jenkins directed, you're like, oh, that name sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't watch like heaps of movies or like, I don't pay that much attention to directors. That's the director of Moonlight.
Huh.
Yeah, that is strange.
Well, I mean, he's going to make one of the most
He's
going to
get
the
bag, I suppose.
Films of all time. So good for him. You know,
I really don't understand.
Yeah.
Like I do, like I get it from like a cynical, I guess, sort of like reason where it's like, oh well, we have the technology. To a certain kind of person, maybe being like, oh, it's live action, makes it feel more legitimate or something. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's why we make live action remakes or whatever. But like it's so much it's so obviously worse. You know what I mean? Like visually, it's so obviously worse.
Yes.
That I can't really understand. Hey, if you're listening. Because surely statistically one of you will prefer this. Jump in the Discord and tell me why. Because from a purely scientific, I just can't really comprehend why somebody would prefer this.
I think it's because animation's for babies and kids.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, where I guess it makes it feel more legitimate.
Yeah.
But then when you watch it and it's like got none of the source... Like what?
No. But animated movies have none of the source. They're sourceless. There's no juice. Where live action, that's cool. Computers made for adults. Me, grown up.
Maybe I don't know what source is, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't understand.
Isn't it like you with a Lion King? It on cinema. You take your kid to see it, and then because you're like, I remember watching that as a kid and I enjoyed it, and now I take my kids to that. And I'm like, well, they're not releasing, say, you know, Lion King again in the cinema.
Yeah.
They're releasing this one in cinema.
Yeah.
So we'll go watch that one anyway.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty much just the same fucking logic as like a remake of anything, really.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, let's get that get that bag again.
And isn't it true with rights as well, like with Disney? Like
I've heard that
reset, you know, make sure that they, you know, still
they
have
keep
the,
it within copyright, basically. Yeah.
But Disney love to change the rules of copyright anyway.
Yeah, but I think specifically there, because it's very easy to do some things, but they're like live action, because I forget what it is, but there's some reason why it's beneficial for them to remake their movies once every, like, that's why we're getting so many in a row. But I guess that you're right. I guess it's like, you got kids. You're like, I got to fucking take him to somewhere so that I can get a moment of peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And you you look at what's playing at the cinema. You're like, I don't know what Elio is. Yeah. I don't remember The Incredibles.
I know exactly what Lion King is.
Yeah, Lion King.
And that might be a thing as well. Like, okay, we could re-release like a remaster or whatever up to, you know, look sharper or whatever. Yeah. Like a Lion King, right? But then you're like, maybe they've got to pay royalties.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do that.
Absolutely.
So they're like, well,
they want to pay Elton John's squat, dude.
No. Yeah. In fact, if we did, we'd have to pay him a lot more. Yeah. So weirdly, this, because we know that's going to cost, say, it'll cost this much money to make, and that will make us this much money. And there is no way that, you know, it's going to, like, you know, it balances out to be like, well, we're going to make heaps more by doing this as opposed to re-releasing it, because the deals we made back then, you know, even though they were probably still in our favor, they're not going to be as in our favor as they are now, where it's like, hey, you company that does CGI, you do that for $1.10?
Do it for a pittance.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have to close down again? Oh, it's
hard. Well, it's no skin off our neck.
Anyway, to the next one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I think you're right.
I think maybe it's, again, it's like it's probably to do with a lot of like, okay, we're, you know, money for there and being like, okay, cool, that's going to cost that much, and also probably to do with rights, and also do with, hey, you're going to lose a license. So,
yeah.
What's we asked this last episode? Let's ask it again.
Oh, yeah.
What's your most exciting news here and your least exciting news?
Oof. Well, Hoppers is obviously everyone's most excited news.
Everybody's clamoring for Hoppers.
I legitimately think that Hoppers is probably in the top three here.
Yeah, I reckon.
Win or lose, or Hoppers.
Zootopia, I think.
Nah, I'm not excited for Zootopia.
I really like Zootopia. I did when it came out. It was a bit of a
surprise. Yeah, you were fucking going crazy for Zootopia, actually. You were one of those guys that got that Zootopia. You know how, like, there was guys that got Zootopia fever?
Yeah.
I'm at it.
I had it.
He was sick for days.
No, you didn't go down the path of being like, haha, I love Zootopia. It's so fun and refreshing. And that Judy Hopps, damn. You were just like, yeah, no, it's really good. This is really, I remember.
Yeah, it was good.
Being real excited
I think it started. When did it come out? Was there a dearth of just like, was that the beginning of like slop films? And it was just like, oh, another
maybe?
One.
Well, I don't remember enjoying it. Like, I thought it was really good when I watched it the first time.
It's 2016.
I think something about seeing the little clip, the trailer that we saw, I was like, I don't know if this kind of movie is for me anymore, necessarily. But not. I don't think it's going to be bad. I think I'm just going to, I don't know. It's something about it I was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I think, win or lose looks really cute.
I'm going to go in. Did you say Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters Jam or whatever?
Monsters Jam.
You know, the animated, non-animated?
Yeah. The one that's fully live action. It says live action in the description.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so there's a little, like, I'm trying to get engagement. So in the first one, I left out Fantastic Four.
I see.
So
people in the comments of the video being like,
FF? Yeah. L. Yeah, Incredibles 3, I like the first Incredibles. Incredibles 2 did nothing for me, except it was cool that there was a part that they got in trouble for because they didn't put an epilepsy warning, but they had heaps of flashing lights.
Okay.
Bolt.
Yeah. Brave.
There's a lot of controversies about kids' movies. My old work, I should say, actually made the news involving Zootopia because it's actually funny because Zootopia and another movie that's recently been back in the news, Deadpool. One of our cinemas, we accidentally played Deadpool instead of Zootopia.
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
The kids did not like that. Yeah, it was bold. It was part of the grassroots marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds was like, hey guys, freak some kids out, get some parents angry. Yeah. You'll make the news. People come see my movie.
Pretty much win or lose. And like, I'm sure the other Pixar movies will be.
Yeah. It's like there's a lot of there that's
entertaining
like,
enough.
It's just not. Okay. Elio. Maybe, but again, there's
just
not.
Kind of don't know enough about it,
And the everything else is like the third installment to something I've not seen the second.
Yeah, I think as well, it's like extremely hard to get excited about something like Toy Story 5.
Yeah,
when Toy Story 4 was hard to get excited about. So,
I really liked Toy Story 4. I should be more excited for Toy Story 5, but I think that they've ended the series twice now in a satisfying way, and they can't.
Surely they cannot pull that rabbit
out of
that.
But even if they don't, I'm just sick of you on doing it.
Yeah. They've said everything they've had, you know? Yeah. It must be neurotropical.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah,
I'm going to use my answer and say my most anticipated film of the animated part is, hey, if The Lion King counts as this, then Avatar, Fire and Ash does too.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
D23.
That's it. It's all the news that's fit to print, baby.
Yeah, again, hit it out of that ballpark.
Oh yeah,
like in win or lose.
Yeah,
100 things announced, 100 things good. See you at the top of the box office charts. These movies,
yeah. Disney, that the
rat they went woke
has done
they
it.
They went
again.
Broke, but now they've gone
bespoke.
They've gone normal.
Yeah,
pretty much no woke movies.
That's
here. In
true.
Fact,
actually,
they're constantly hiring sex predators.
Yeah.
So all those right-wing YouTubers out there that's angry about the woke,
you're welcome.
They're finally appealing to you.
Yeah,
you did it, guys. Thank you, YouTube.
And we've been the BS boy.
Yes.
Woo!
Movies.
See you at the movies, baby. Cowabunga.
Oh.